Welcome to the PodTech.net Info Talk series. We're here with Anant Jingran, the CTO and VP of IBM's Information Management Group in San Jose. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you for having me.
You're a senior executive at IBM. You've been a distinguished engineer, and you've grown through the ranks. You're obviously leading a group of people within IBM around search, knowledge management, and a bunch of cutting-edge technologies. I'm psyched to chat with you and talk about some of the things that you see happening in the search world and in the enterprise and just in general. Talk about search, knowledge management, Web 2.0. What's your views?
So, I mean, in general, I think that the next frontier in enterprises definitely is about tapping all the information that's hidden beneath either application silos or on people's desktops or departmental servers. So information that is used for transactions has very much been tapped, and people have built siloed applications incorporating data that is needed for their payroll processing, for their order processing, and for their procurement processes and others. So there's a wave of next generation applications that are being built, which are combining these siloed apps and what are typically called composite apps. So that's one wave that's happening in the enterprise space. And then the second wave that's really happening is around deeper knowledge workers' information finding tasks. John, you and I probably spend far more time looking for information than just dealing with relational tables and relational and structured artifacts. Whereas a lot of information management business has been built on structured artifacts. And therefore, the next wave is really going to happen on being able to tap the right information for knowledge tasks. And that is not just about search. Because search in some ways is, as you point out, like Web 1.0, you give a set of keywords and you actually then determine what the answer is. But in reality, what people are trying to do is trying to accomplish a task. And really, you have to go from do what I say paradigm of search to really understand the context and move to do what I mean. So understand the context of what the knowledge worker is trying to do. Assemble the right information for the knowledge worker. Assemble it from disparate sources, internal and external, and then combine them to help solve that knowledge task.
I mean, this is great. This is great stuff. And I want to just stop you for a minute and drill down into what we're talking about here. You mentioned Web 1.0. I mean, Web 2.0 is here, and a lot of people are talking about it. There's some great topics, but it's mostly consumer. You have a great view into what Web 2.0 means for the enterprise, but you also talked about search. What is the Web 2.0 search environment? You talked to me before the podcast. Obviously, IBM has a huge experience in databases, going back to DB2 and historically. But now there's a deep relationship that you guys have with search. What is the Web 2.0 environment for search, both consumer and enterprise, and the unstructured environment that we live in? How does that play into this?
So two aspects of this, right? So what has really happened is that at some level, Web 1.0 was formed around HTML and text. And people built up text processing and statistical techniques, which did not try to deeply parse the meaning of the text, but it was much more about some statistical aggregation techniques and others, which is great because there's a huge amount of information on the web that you can actually go and tap just at a purely statistical level. But if you really want to kind of conduct transactions or you want to generate higher level meanings and values, then you've got to actually understand the concepts that are hidden behind the text. And you've got to be able to relate those contexts with the right sets of APIs and a right set of composition tools so that you can actually build higher level concepts as opposed to just treating it as text. So that's the next wave. And what happens is that the enterprise wave around the context is inherently different than the context wave on the outside. So what happens in the enterprise is that there is a concept of a customer. But the concept of a customer per se is deeply buried, not just in textual documents, but is deeply buried behind SAP applications, behind Kix and COBOL applications and others. And really, the next wave of Web 2.0 then is all about being able to combine all those disparate sources of information that sit within the enterprise so that you can manifest that concept of a customer out of all of those disparate sources. And now you can relate a customer with another customer, a customer with a branch office. And therefore, you can form that Web 2.0 kind of relationship. But in order to assemble those objects, it's inherently a different task than what's happening on the outside web.
So it's an enterprise mashup.
It very much is an enterprise mashup. I wish things were as simple.
It's simple with APIs.
Things were as simple because what happens in this is that we got kind of a clean sheet of paper in mid-1990s to define a new world on the web. Unfortunately, on the enterprise side,
there's some legacy.
There is more than some legacy, if I may say so, right? And really, therefore, things are...
You're smiling.
Things are...
A lot of legacy.
Things are...
Not a little, a lot.
More complex.
But that's, you know, it's changing. And how do you see that? I mean, obviously, there is legacy, but also the new world is shifting to an unstructured environment. The consumer web is kind of penetrating the enterprise. So how is that blending in and, you know, all this unstructured data is coming into, in essence, a structured environment?
What has happened is this, that if I look at it just from pure information management perspective, which is kind of a broad area that we talk about in IBM that leads with data and other things, it's a big industry. It's a big industry that basically took off when people standardized around SQL. And it's a huge industry, multiple tens of billions of dollars. But the industry is all focused around, or mostly focused around, structured data in the enterprise. So people have built solutions which are looking after being able to solve business problems around that data. And well-established practices have been built up. People have established what are the best practices, what should we do. There are debates among people about whether they should follow the Kimball School of Warehousing or whether they should follow the Inman School of Warehousing, which is all good, healthy debates, but it's a well-established school. On the unstructured side, people are now realizing that it is much more like the Wild Wild West within the enterprise. So two things are happening on the unstructured side. One is people are beginning to build the same sets of best practices on the unstructured side as have been built up on the structured side. So what's the concept of content management, which is equivalent to warehousing? What does data movement like ETL mean? What's the concept of mining and text analytics? What's the concept of navigation? So there's one set of things which is really establishing best practices around unstructured data. But I think there is an even bigger wave that's happening, which is really bringing unstructured data and structured data together to solve the consumer problems. And I think that in both of these cases, enterprise customers would expect great things out of enterprise data, but their user expectations will be set by what they experience on the outside. So Google, for example, has spoiled the people by so that you type very little. You type in one word or 1.2 words on the average. And if the right answer is not there in the first three or four web links, then you're annoyed. Now think about all the signs that needs to go from one or two words of user typing into really understanding and being able to present to the user. So I think this expectation from the consumer experience is an expectation that people want on the enterprise side. Yet, they want it to work on enterprise data, which is much more difficult to corral because it doesn't have the same social networking characteristics and the same sets of hints that the external data has.
We're here with Anant Jingran from IBM. Talk about the hints, because that's an important topic. So Google does that. They're doing it because they have algorithmic search, but it's because as a baseline, the way they catalog the data, they had, you said, clean sheet of paper. what you're saying is that on the enterprise side, with the legacy, it's so much harder. Different, is it different? Is it different databases, different syntax? Why is it harder on the enterprise to do a two-word search and be as relevant as Google?